This is the Diehards.
Sale winds. He fires.
Swing and a miss. Strikeley, it's over. The Red Sox have won the World Championship.
Tom Brady takes the snap, drops to the knee, and the Patriots have won their sixth Super Bowl title.
The Diehards start now on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe and Mark Linehan.
And once again, welcome into the Thursday edition of the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network. Coach Billy Donovan here as well. How you doing, Linehan?
I thought you forgot about me. I know you now. You're going around the world being a sausage mogul and making all that paper.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I was hoping you had enough money to buy a boat for me and Billy to ride around in.
What kind of boat do you want? Like a canoe?
No. I don't want it. You can't stand up in those.
All right.
But I bought my people would say if you had a lot of money, would you buy a boat? My thought process was you don't need a boat. You need a friend with a boat.
Yes. Boat. You don't want anything to do with that.
I like a boat with like engines on it and it goes fast and seats and a cooler and, you know.
Chicks.
Yeah, you can pick them up on the way. You stop by those bars going, sup, bitches.
How you doing?
What's up, Coach?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right. So you came in here. You a little late. You have a game tonight?
Hustling in, yeah. A little 7-year-old baseball action.
How do you do?
He had a couple of hits. He didn't do as good as he think he did, but he did.
Kind of like you, Coach.
No, he did better than that.
So is he a little stud or what?
He thinks he is.
Yeah?
He's okay. He is fun with it.
You're keeping him grounded, aren't you?
I can't ground anybody. I'm not allowed to at my house. No. I don't have player control.
Which one of the two of you has to stay 500 feet away from the baseball field?
Yeah, that's Billy. Not me.
Yeah, you're 600.
He's a softball team.
So again, my girls are 11 and 10, but I remember 7, like T-ball-ish, and oh, my God, it's brutal.
Yeah, coach is pitching this league.
Oh, that's
first game.
Brutal.
One of the dads, I hope he's not listening right now.
He sucks.
He couldn't get it over the plate.
Oh, really?
The other coach.
They went to the dad bullpen.
They went to the bullpen.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
That guy wasn't there tonight.
All right, good.
You got that? Pep, I haven't turned you on since you made money on, you're one of the few degenerates I know that bet on the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, I actually had the over.
What was it, 74 or something like
73,
that?
I had 73 and a half, and he whacked 75 last year and then did 76. I'm
you
like,
know
boom.
What's, it's funny is I was watching it and tried to compete with him, and I lost by 72 hot dogs.
There you go. Now you could crush a lot more than that. Look at you.
Oh, come on. I told you. I'm skinny when I'm naked.
Let's take a break here when we return.
You can find out during the break if you ask nice.
I'm good. We'll head to Milwaukee. Covers the Bucks for Valley Sports. Wisconsin, Dario Melendez.
Wisconsin.
We'll hang out with the Diehards next. Keep it right here, Sports Map Radio Network.
Hi, I'm from Wisconsin.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe, Mark Linehan, and Coach Billy Donovan.
Whoa!
Dude said my name!
Welcome back to the Die Hard.
Got a big head now. Listen, easy, rookie.
We're still
got to carry the bags.
We're going to hop right to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Covers the world champion Milwaukee Bucks for Bally Sport Wisconsin, Dario Melendez. Dario, welcome back to the Die Hard. How are you, man?
Hey, that has a nice ring to it. Can you say that again?
World champion Milwaukee Bucks. What was the Pfizer Forum like, man? We talked to you the other night pregame, and the place was thumping. We had to ask you questions a couple times because it was so loud. What was it like at the end when they finally realized that they were going to win a ship after 50 years?
Yeah, it was electric. And look, that was the perfect type of game to end an NBA Finals. It was ugly at first, let's be honest.
Yep.
But then the guys found the rhythm. It was close. It was competitive. There were lead changes. And then the Bucks started chipping away at the end, chipping away, getting the stops they wanted, getting the buckets they needed. It was about a minute and a half left. You had a feeling it was over. And then you get to under a minute, and the Suns start fouling. You're like, oh, my gosh, this is going to happen. And then all of a sudden the clock runs out and the Bucks are world champions. So it was just such an electric atmosphere. The fans were amazing. The Deer District, I know you guys probably saw it, 65,000 people outside. Just absolutely amazing.
How many beers did you consume that night?
Oh, man, this is a family show. I don't know if we should get into that. let's just say enough. The mountains were really blue. The mountains were very blue that night.
With Giannis' success, have there been more baklava stands opening up in Milwaukee at all?
Right, and you would think so. It's funny because there was actually Greek Fest going on that last weekend. See, that's the best part about Milwaukee. We know how to take advantage in the summer, so we have a festival every weekend between like Bastille Days and exactly Summerfest is coming up soon. I'm at Cops right now. It's a custard stand, and because the Bucks won, they're giving out free ice cream. So
sweet.
You guys are in the media. You know how we feel about free stuff. Yeah, Greek Fest was last. Yeah,
us in Boston, we used to know about parades as well.
Oh, nice! Yeah, nice.
Talk about Giannis being—is he just a rock star there now?
Oh, he's been a rock star. Everybody in Milwaukee, at least. And I was on the team bus today for the championship parade. I was talking to PJ Tucker about it. I'm like, look, everybody has criticized Giannis for not having a quote-unquote bag. And he starts laughing. He goes, yeah, well, you know what? He has a bag full of money and a bag full of championships and MVPs now. Like, exactly. Like, look what he did this playoff run. He goes through Jimmy Butler. He goes through KD and Harden. Kyrie got banged up in game 3. He goes through Trae Young, who's playing at a ridiculous level. And he goes through Devin Booker playing at a superstar level. I mean, what more can you say? At this point, he is the best player in the world. Bag or no bag. The skill position, the skills that guys don't really like seeing, whatever you want to say, whatever excuse you want to make, the dude's the best player in the world, hands down.
What's the path to repeat in Milwaukee? They got a week to the draft. I mean, hey, the parade's over. Now it's time to repeat. What's the path?
Try to retain as many of these guys as possible. Work on some free throw shooting for Giannis. That's one of the things he said he would love to do. You really would love to bring back Bobby Portis, and you'd love to bring back PJ Tucker. Bobby Portis has an opt-in. It is going to be hard for him to opt into the $4 million he's set to make after the season he had. P.J. Tucker, he's on the books, but, I mean, he's going to bring the Bucks into a big luxury tax. So you got to find a way to retain some of these guys and then maybe add. Look, Victor Oladipo just signed with Chris Middleton's agent. Victor Oladipo has been banged up like none other his entire career. But if you get him on a team-friendly deal and manage his minutes, that could be a nice piece to add at the two spot to rotate with Dante. But it's going to be trying to retain as many of these guys as possible and staying healthy.
Talk a little bit about the parade, how the atmosphere, how it took place. I mean, we've seen duck boats here in Boston. We've seen old school parades. Obviously, Tampa, Tom Brady got drunk on a lake or on the ocean, wherever the hell it was. But talk a little bit about what it was like in Wisconsin.
Look, we haven't had a parade here since, what, the 57 parade.
Yeah.
It was absolutely epic. I was on bus Middleton. There was a bunch of buses. Like, the first three were kind of owners and politicians. The back three, it was Drew's bus, Middleton's bus, and Giannis' bus. So I was with Middleton, Tucker, Darvin Ham, and a couple of guys at the end of the bench, Justin Jackson and Tupon. But it was absolutely amazing. It sounded like a canyon throughout Wisconsin Ave. Then you made a turn onto Water Street. Water Street for us is like our bar district.
Yep.
And it was just exactly what you'd expect a bar district to be. Women, it was absolutely amazing. It was so cool to hear all the fans, to see everybody turn out. And then when you got to Pfizer Forum and you made that turn to where the rally stage was, it was insane. It was bananas. I don't think we've never seen anything like it because we've never had that before. But, man, the fan base here, the state, it felt like the entire state of Wisconsin packed into Milwaukee this afternoon.
That's awesome.
So cool. Any of the players get all banged up and make fools of themselves? And more importantly, how about any reporters?
Man. See, I plead the fifth on the last one.
Yeah, I drank a fifth
PJ
on the last
Tucker,
one.
Yeah, PJ Tucker was passing out like $4,000 bottles of champagne. He brought
nice.
Like
awesome.
A 20-pack case of them. I might have taken one of the bottles home as a souvenir.
There you go. Full or empty?
Man, yeah, no. Man, I wish it was full. I've never tasted a $4,000 bottle of champagne.
I don't even have a $4,000 car.
Yeah, exactly, right? Nice. No, but Coach Bud was, let's just say Coach Bud was having a good time. Coach Bud was on the opposite bus when we pulled up next to him. When we got to the stage, he looked over at Tucker. He goes, man, TJ, why the bleep wasn't I on your bus? You got all the good stuff over there. I'm here drinking the Coors Light. I'm like, Coach Bud, Coors Light's good, man. Don't be mad about the Blue Mountain.
Why hasn't Coach Bud got his extension yet? He should have that already, right?
Man, you're preaching to the choir. He should have had it last year. Look, I mean, you look at the previous 2 years, there had been that controversy about the way he manages minutes, and it's because the bench was so good. Like, the bench for the Bucks the past 2 years, I mean, it could have been a starting lineup for other teams. Bad teams, but other teams. This year, John Horst weakened the bench a little bit, but made the pieces fit better, if that makes sense. Like, the bench wasn't as strong, but the Bobby Portis's, the Bryn Forbes, Pat Connaughton, you're bringing P.J. Tucker, those guys just fit what the core three want to do much better, and Bud handled it great. So it's kind of a shot across the bow, but Bud responded great, outcoached everybody he saw in the playoffs, and he is without a doubt going to get that extension very soon.
Can we be optimistic that Giannis winning without having to go find a super team might lead to a shift in this generation, that more stars like Jason Tatum might not want to seek the next super team if things don't go well within like a year of their first contract?
Yeah, I hate to burst your bubble, but that's not going to happen. Here's the issue, and I think this has been repeated, so it's nothing new. Giannis didn't play in the States. I mean, he grew up in Greece, so he wasn't around AAU ball. AAU ball is the reason why you see super teams. All these guys growing up played with each other. They're used to kind of jumping from team to team, and they're all friendly. This isn't like back in the 80s when you had Bird and Magic before they became friends. Like, these guys back in the 80s didn't like each other. These guys now are all friends. They all want to play with each other, and that was all set up by AAU. You look at European players, they couldn't care less where they are. I mean, Giannis is a prime example of that. So I understand where you're trying to get to, but I wouldn't get my hopes up.
What was Giannis' injury situation? How worried were you that he was all done?
I thought he was done for the next year.
Yeah, it's
crazy, and that's one thing we keep looking past. I mean, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals, a normal human being would have broken his kneecap, torn every ligament in his knee, and we wouldn't be talking about Giannis until the 2022-23 season. Instead, because he's a freak and he does prehab, what we like to call it now, because he's such a freak and is in the weight room like none other, for some reason his body could handle that. His muscles were so strong that they could handle a ridiculous, gruesome hyperextension, not only miss just two games, but be ready for the NBA Finals, dominate the NBA Finals, and get an MVP. So I think we all just saw he is A-okay.
Any possibility that he now has to have surgery? I mean, maybe like he fought through it. Maybe there was maybe some medication.
It's pronounced surgery-opolis.
Is it possible that maybe it turns around and, oh my God, he has this torn ACL, this or that, and he has to have surgery? Is that even a thing?
If he tore his ACL and put up all those numbers, then everybody who's ever tore their ACL is the biggest wuss in the world.
I guess
he's got tearing them on their own.
Or they got the best medication in the world.
I'm just thinking medication.
I mean, I would look. The Bucks would never risk the franchise. For a championship like that. Right. I mean, look. It's a good question. But they're always looking long-term. That's kind of a GM's job, right? Like that's why you always get into debate on whether to tank or not. GM's job not to put the team in the best position, like, for right now. Sometimes it's for the future. If Giannis goes down and they try to force him back, look at KD. I mean, they put KD back in. He tears his Achilles the next game, and he's gone. Now he's in Brooklyn because he didn't like the way Golden State handled him. I think Giannis is probably fine. He's probably going to be on bed rest for a little bit because of all the soreness and all the stuff he had to go through. But I would be highly doubt that anything really drastic happened to him.
Probably not alone in bed rest after this series.
Yeah, right?
You feel me?
Right?
Hey, man, before we let you go, who wins the next ship in Milwaukee? Is it these Bucks? Can they repeat?
Brewers.
Is it the Brewers that are having a great season, or is it the Packers and that guy Aaron Rodgers?
How about the Admirals in the AHL?
The Admirals are awesome. The Admirals won the regular season last year. They were on their way to taking home the Calder Cup.
Calder Cup, yep.
The Admirals are great. I love the Admirals. Those ad games are fun. Bro, the Brewers are great. They have a starting staff that might be the best in all of baseball in Woodruff, Burns, and Peralta. If you make a move, and I keep hammering this home, I think it's a pipe dream, but you make a move for a guy like Scherzer, that means you get to move Hauser, Lauer, and Anderson into the bullpen, so you strengthen your bullpen. You have a four-horseman starting rotation going into the postseason. And then in the infield, I mean, the corners are kind of weak, Jace Peterson and Luis Urias have been playing out of their mind. Can you expect them to do that the rest of the season? I don't know. You had a Joey Gallo or maybe a Trevor Story. Gallo would be expensive because he still has some team control. Story would be cheap because he's a rental. I mean, this team's two pieces away, maybe one piece away from being a World Series contender. We could be having this conversation again, talking about the Brewers taking that victory parade. So this team, it's really good, man. This Brewers team's been a lot of fun.
Hey, man, appreciate the time.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Congratulations. Glad you enjoyed the ship and the parade. And we will talk to you later on down the line because we do want to get those Brewers updates. All right, man?
Oh, anytime, guys.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Covers the Bucks and the Brewers. Bally Sport, Wisconsin, Dario Melendez.
It's Wisconsin.
Thank you.
Whiskey.
We'll take a quick TO when we return. We will come back with the highest rated segment. Still, it is Linehan on the program. It is called
it's
the
Beantown. It's going to get higher rated now. The A-minus team's back.
Rundown. He is Mark Linehan. He's Coach Billy Donovan. I'm Anthony Pepe. We're the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Rocket Mortgage.
Now time for the Beantown Rundown.
All right, boys, let's do this.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe, Mark Linehan, and the coach, Billy Donovan.
Whoa.
I like how the voice guy did that. The coach.
I got 20 years of coaching in, son.
Willie Mays is going to sue me for
exactly.
And the coach, Billy Donovan.
Coach
that,
Billy
that sounds good, Coach.
Man, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, get back to me when you got 17 years.
Coach, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Get back to me when you've coached at three lousy Division III schools and 10 years of high school, all right? We'll talk. The coach.
That's the coach here at the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East in Boston, Massachusetts. Superstar Batteries.
Getting paid more than the AAA guy, getting paid more than the varsity guy.
Exclusively at O'Reilly Auto Parts are designed to meet the electrical demands of today's vehicles. Get dependable power and performance from a Superstar Battery for your car, truck, motorcycle, lawnmower, boat, and more. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today, and their professional parts people can help you find just the right battery for your vehicle, and Coach will help you too. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or visit O'ReillyAuto.com. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's a lawnmower battery run you?
Better parts, better prices every day, Coach.
I need one of those.
Hey, Coach. If you
and a lawnmower.
Coach, if you go in there, they'll probably give you something for free because you're Coach Billy Donovan.
Coach Linehan, you mean?
Coach Billy Donovan.
I'll take care of you.
Yeah, thanks. I was Coach Linehan before you were born, which is probably true, unfortunately.
Hey, fellas, Beantown Rundown. Dabo Swinney wants
Dabo.
The season shortened if the playoffs expand. Overall thoughts on this statement and just the expansion and people talking about going to 8 games, 12 games. Leach coming out saying he wants a March Madness 64 team tournament. He's crazy. Overall thoughts on the playoff expansion, if you will. Question two, Boston College Football instituted a mandatory vaccination. There was one player that refused. Player will not be named. And they helped him actually transfer. I want to get your take on the whole mandatory vaccinations, where we're going here, and this story in particular, your thoughts. Question three, Bucks win the ship after 50 years. We just talked about it. How much did you care about the Milwaukee Bucks winning a championship after 50 years? Question four, we're watching Red Sox-Yankees right now. We saw the games last weekend. Yankees, took 2 out of 3. They looked pretty good. The lineup's the worst Yankees lineup I've ever seen in the history of Yankees baseball. What's the best rivalry in sports? I know we ask this question all the time, but right now it's not Sox-Yankees. It just doesn't feel like the same anymore. But what is that best rivalry in sports right now, in your opinion? And then question five, win total for your New England Patriots. Again, training camps are right around the corner here. There's some rumblings that Cam Newton's going to be definitely the guy. Where are you right now? I mean, obviously
What's the over-under Vegas, you know?
I think it's 9. Yeah. 9 or 9.5. And again,
I just wrote down 9.
Now, they added another game. Obviously, yeah. We know that. So,
it's 9.7.
Where's your head at? Okay, playoff expansion. Dabo Swinney says, hey, you know what? You're going to expand the playoffs. You need to shorten the season. What do you think?
I think you can play the same amount of games. I don't think you can go two more games. What you can do is, I think the easiest answer is to take the quote-unquote minor bowls and make them the quarterfinals and the semifinals that way. You know, I think the beef's going to be in. I remember talking to my boy, head Bruin Coach Kelly, years ago about it when they were going from 4 to 8.
That's Chip Kelly?
Yeah. And he said, if you have 4 teams, the 5th team's going to complain. If you have 8 teams, the 9th team's going to complain.
Yeah, I guess.
So it's the same type thing that way, you know what I mean?
Team 13, no likey.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a great point, Coach Billy Donovan.
Ah!
In the voice guy said it awesome.
Yeah, I'm
the coach.
The. I thought it was a the.
The?
Was
we'll
it? Say
I don't know, whatever. Go ahead, Coach. What do you got?
Dabo wants to shorten the season. I don't think he wants to cut his pay.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, we'll see how his thoughts on the playoff change. You know, Texas and Oklahoma right now maybe talking about leaving the Big 12, SEC, ACC. Yeah. If Texas and Oklahoma are all of a sudden up in the ACC, he's going to want 12 teams in the playoff because he's going to want to be team 11.
Yeah, you got that right. I mean, it's amazing money differences being in the SEC and the other roles, you know.
A lot of excitement at the Heights here in Boston College with Coach Halfley. Boston College instituted a mandatory deal with it. Players all had to get vaccinated. One player said, hey, you know what? Not so fast, my friend. I'm not doing this. And they helped him transfer. What do you think, Coach? We'll start with you. What do you think,
Coach?
Going
on?
He said the coach.
The coach.
Oh, no,
the
you
coach.
Didn't.
I don't think a coach can say you got to get vaccinated.
Nope.
I'm vaccinated. Yep. I think people should, but it's a person's choice. And you know, if you want to lose out, like I mean, we'll talk. I'm sure with Mike Giardi about the NFL's mandate today.
Yep.
But
and Hopkins is upset. There's all the stories of players being upset.
If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your right. Yep. But you can't tell a 19-year-old kid you got to do it.
Pep and I talked about this off the air, and I was actually up at a golf tournament last week with Coach Chip Kelly of UCLA and Coach Ryan Day of Ohio State, and this conversation came up, and they both said that there's no way in the world they'd ever tell a kid to get vaccinated because, you know, if anything bad happened, to come back to liability that way. But I personally think that if you're a coach at that level, you're hoping that the school at Boston University, where I work, has mandated you can't come back without getting a vaccination. So that takes it right. If you're a coach, that takes it right off your back.
All
pressure's
right.
on the school to do it for you. But as a coach, no way. You can't say that. It's just dumb.
But I don't think the coach is saying that. I think Boston College is mandating this.
Yeah. No, I agree. I thought you were implying that the coach happened.
No, but what I'm saying is Boston College mandating this.
Yeah.
I actually think it's cool that the kid didn't want to do it. They helped him transfer. I think that's a cool thing.
I think you got to look into it, how good the kid was.
yeah.
You know, I don't think if it was a stock quarterback, they would have drove him to Notre Dame.
Probably not. Any other thoughts, D coach? I mean, we're talking Coach Halfley. You're the coach. I'm just curious.
Hey, listen, talking about D coach, first of all, I just got a nice text from Coach Donovan's uncle, who said that I was staggering to my house in Milton years ago when I lived on the same street as him. As young Coach Donovan was waiting for the school bus.
I can verify that's true.
Oh, you remember this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Coach Linehan lived right across the street from me on Houston Avenue.
They used to put, my landlord had to put a flower plant at the end of my driveway because I kept hitting the house when I came home in the late at night. And I'm not going to question the size of the bus that was picking up Billy Donovan either.
Was it long?
Well played, Zim.
Hey, Coach Linehan.
Yes, thank you. Finally,
Bucks win the ship after 50 years. I enjoyed it as a sports fan.
Yeah.
I'm a basketball guy. I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun watching Giannis and watching these guys celebrate and a team that you're not used to seeing. Finally, like they win it. What were you thinking?
Well, I mean, who hates Milwaukee? You know what I mean? Like, seriously.
Nobody.
It's not
New
like
York.
The,
New York fans.
But New York you hate. L.A. you hate. Even, you know, LeBron who's in Cleveland you hate. But who hates Milwaukee? You know? Like we always said, a bunch of Midwest goofs, let them have their beers and dance around. A
lot of lining kugels in Miller Lite I drank today.
In Wisconsin, all the tubbies were dancing all night long.
A lot of cheese.
Wasn't that the deal when the Red Sox beat like the St. Louis Cardinals and they're all like, hey, congratulations, you guys deserve
that
World Series.
That was about 10 years ago. We used to call them Midwest goofs.
Well done, fellas. Well done.
Coach,
you beat us.
I thought it was great.
You're a basketball guy. Wasn't it awesome?
Great to see a different team in there. Great that it wasn't, either team wasn't a super team.
Yep.
And Giannis, you know, committing to Milwaukee at 25 and saying, this is where I want to be, and then going out and winning it the next year, and then telling everybody about it at the press conference was awesome.
I love that he ordered 50 chicken nuggets from Chick-fil-A.
50 piece.
I liked how he was
live on Instagram.
Trying to get chicks to come meet him on the phone after the game, using his buddy's phone.
Sucks.
Come and meet Meopolis. I saw him. I translated.
hey, Lenny, we're watching Sox Yankees. Just doesn't feel the same. What's the best rivalry in sports right now?
Cubs Cardinals is going to be up there. You know, college football wise, there's a bunch. You know, Ohio State Michigan used to be until Ohio State kicks their ass every year. But I don't know. I think what, you know, Cubs Cardinals is always a big deal. I know just from a ticket standpoint. You know,
yeah.
What do you got, man?
Duke Carolina.
And yeah,
Minnesota.
It's still there. Like regardless,
Cameron Indoor is smaller than your studio. In
whoa, they pack
it in there.
Hey, this studio is huge, Coach. Hey, I'll take your name right off that billboard.
Hey,
just keep that up.
He's in the Autopod studio. Let's put him behind the spot plugs next show.
Hey, win total for the pass, let him.
9.5. I like it.
Over under.
I'm going to go under.
Oh, you think they're going to do well.
Coach?
No. 11-6.
The coach. Oh, you're going over.
11-6.
Biggest goof.
All right, we're gonna
the
talk.
The goof.
We're gonna talk some NFL with our pal from the NFL Network. Mike Giardi joins the Diehards next. Keep it right here.
We'll be here.
This is the Diehards on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe, Mark Linehan, and Coach Billy Donovan.
And welcome back to the Diehards. I'm very excited, not only for our next guest, but for our guest in the next hour. He just handed me his new book, Lee Montville, Tall Men, Short Shorts. And I'm pretty fired up, Linehan, to talk to this dude.
Everything he does is good. This is right up there at the top of the list as far as I'm concerned.
All right, we're going to talk about that in the next hour, and we're going to be fired up to do that. But we're going to go to the Progressive guest line. Progressive, make it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Speaking of fired up, he's a friend of the show, long time, one of the original guests on the Diehards from the NFL Network.
I bet he brags about it.
The one and only Mike Giardi. Hey, Mike, welcome back to the Diehards. How are you, buddy?
I'm like the crappy appetizer to the Lee Montville entree. I mean, come on, Lee's a freaking legend. I'm just some schmoes just trying to keep his head afloat here. All right, let's do this thing. But I mean, Lee's the man.
Lee is the man. He just walked into the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios. East Tate. Lee, say hello to Mike Giardi.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Hey, Lee, how are you, bud?
Very good. You should be here. What an auto parts studio this is.
We put Lee behind the mufflers because he's a rock star.
If I work harder, I'll be up to the carburetors.
Hey, Mike, let's get into this NFL stuff. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are under a little scrutiny with not revealing Tom Brady's injury. What's the backlash here? What could happen? What's the fine going to be?
$7.
I mean, the fine will probably be substantial, but then when I say substantial, I mean for you and I, but not for the organization. I mean, come on, I think it was a couple of years ago, somebody got fined $100,000 for not disclosing proper injuries. I mean, that's a drop in the bucket. I mean, if that's what you're going to have to face or even face 10 times that, I think the organization will take that. I mean, it's a weird thing. This is a hill I don't think I'd want to die on if I was the league, because I think everybody manipulates the injury report. I think for 20 years they've been manipulating it in Foxborough, and I think they manipulate it everywhere else as well.
I'm sorry, Mike. Listen, every year there's a soap opera story with the Patriots camp. Obviously, Gilmore is the way it's going to start this year. How does that movie end, as we say?
I mean, I think it makes too much sense. Based on what they did this offseason and the amount of money they spent, I think it makes a lot of sense to just give him the sweetener for this year. You know, he's going to be determined to prove the rest of the league that he's still in the elite corner after an injury-plagued season last year. And then, you know, go out and get a third contract in the National Football League at big dollars. I don't see the Patriots sort of giving him that long-term deal. But, again, with what they've done in the offseason to not pay him at this moment, I think would be short-sighted.
How much of a difference is he making wins and losses, say, overall? I mean, is it a one-win type thing? I mean, how much of a factor is he on that team?
Well, I mean, look, I like J.C. Jackson. I think a lot of people do, but there's still questions about whether or not he's the number one corner. And he told me this week he is the number one corner, but you would expect that sort of confidence. He's never had to travel like Gilmore has, and Gilmore is one of the few guys that actually does that. I mean, everyone talks about Jalen Ramsey in L.A. I mean, he's a fantastic player. He doesn't always travel with guys. Gilmore has done that consistently during his time with the Patriots, and I think that's just the kind of thing where not only does it sort of dissuade teams from going at him, but then you're going, you know, at Jackson, who's got great ball skills, and he's covering the number two or the number three guy, and that's obviously proved beneficial the last couple of years for him.
Mike, Pat took a first-round quarterback. Chicago took a first-round quarterback. San Francisco did. Which one of those guys, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, is first to start this year?
I think it's going to be Justin Fields. I think Andy Dalton is sort of the caretaker there. Actually, I mean, in all cases, those guys are caretakers. You don't spend first-round picks on these guys. But I just think Dalton has been someone over the last couple of years who's been just sort of adequate. I think Chicago needs a jolt. I think both the general manager and the head coach are on a short leash. And what better way to sort of maybe buy yourself more time than say, oh, we're going to turn it over to the kid. And, you know, we're going to have some growing pains here, but, like, well, look at what we're doing. Look at what we're developing here. And I think that's, to me, that's the one that makes the most sense.
Quote, buy and save on home insurance with Progressive's new home quote, Explorer, only at progressive.com. Mike Giardi from the NFL Network joining us here on the Progressive Guest Line with the Diehards Sports Map Radio Network. Hey, Mike, working for the NFL Network, what is the take? What is the take on the Cowboys, America's team, where, again, they seem to stink every year. They can't make the playoffs. Obviously, coming off that horrific injury, Dak Prescott, You have a guy like him. You have Ezekiel Elliott. What is the thought process when you guys are breaking down the Dallas Cowboys year in and year out? And where are you at with this team this year?
Look, I think offensively, if Dak is, you know, is back to being Dak again, I think they're an explosive offensive team. I think, you know, the collection of receivers they have, I expect a bounce back year from Zeke. I think that team could be really potent offensively. But last year, they were an embarrassment defensively. Got absolutely shellacked week after week after week. They made the change to Dan Quinn this offseason, the former Falcons coach, and I'll be interested to see how that takes. And I also think, you know, Mike McCartney's, that didn't go well last year. You know, and there are moments where you were kind of like, what is he doing? What's the plan here? And I, you know, Jerry said it this week. He kind of, you know, I want to bring another title back to Dallas. That's what I want. I could see him having a very short leash on Mike this year if things don't start out well for that team.
Mike, your thoughts on the NFL today announcing that if you have COVID issues for a team, you forfeit the game. And also, players not getting paid. How's that going to fly?
I mean, it was kind of similar to last year to a certain degree. Obviously, they didn't go that far, but they sort of moved around games. I think, you know, you saw last year, late in the year, Denver with Kendall Hinton, a receiver playing quarterback, because they were just like, we're not going to cancel games. I think they're, without saying they want their players to be vaccinated, they're saying they want their players to be vaccinated. And, you know, we've already seen sort of an uproar from several players on Twitter about, you know, what's happening. DeAndre Hopkins questioning whether he even wants to play. I think that tweet got deleted fairly quickly. Leonard Fournette, another guy who sort of expressed his displeasure with it. I think Matthew Judon for the Patriots, same thing. The league is going to press forward one way or another, and I think they decided we're not going to have a 19th week this year. Unless something goes crazy, we're not putting in an extra week. We're going to play the games, and they did that last year. I mean, there are teams playing on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays when stuff went sideways with their teams and with COVID. And I think that's, you know, we're kind of in the same place this year. They're just sort of reinforcing the notion like, boys, paychecks are on the line here. You know, we're not feeding you and giving you a game check if you don't actually play that game.
Mike, on the verge of camp starting, give me one or two surprise teams, one or two possible disappointing teams.
Both of them are the Patriots.
That's a good one. I think the Patriots are a playoff team this year, and I expect at some point Mac's going to be the quarterback. I don't think it's going to be right away. I think Cam's going to give an opportunity to sort of prove last year was not all on him, but I think eventually Mac will be the guy. I think they did enough to upgrade their talent, which I think they over-evaluated last year and overvalued, and I think we did as well in the media. And I think they saw that, and, you know, they went about trying to rectify that in an odd way. You know, obviously doing it through free agency, which they never really do, at least not to that extent, obviously. But, you know, there are way more pieces in place than they had in years past. I like Indianapolis. I guess that wouldn't be a surprise. They were a playoff team last year, but I think if anybody can reach Carson Wentz and get him back to playing at least good quarterback, as a good quarterback, as opposed to what he's been the last, you know, year and a half, 2 years, I think Frank's the guy that can do that, and I think that team is ready to win now. I think San Francisco is going to have a bounce back year because they were just so devastated by injury last year, and whether, you know, Trey Lance is the quarterback or whether Jimmy's the caretaker for the entire year, I don't really know. I haven't seen any of Trey in the spring to give you any kind of idea how close he is to being ready to play, but I think that's a team that could make a nice big jump. On the flip side, Miami worries me a little bit. I think they've been building the program the right way, but, you know, I don't know if we know what Tua is, and clearly they've put their, you know, their chips in him this year, and they've given him pieces. Can he now deliver? You know, Jaylen Waddle, Will Fuller, is he good enough to kind of elevate those guys and take that team from a fringe playoff team to an actual playoff team? I think that'll be interesting. And, you know, there's one more I'll throw in there based on the question you asked me before about teams and, you know, the COVID situation and forfeiting games. Buffalo has been very vocal. Several of their players, Cole Beasley, John Feliciano, there are others that have sort of vocalized not liking what's happening. And, you know, Beasley said, I'm not taking the vaccine. And I just wonder, you know, if at some point that thing starts to fray at the locker room, I think it's going to be something that would be interesting to watch, because that team clearly, from a talent perspective,
I mean, they won last year. They were an AFC championship team last year. You know, and I think they could take another step this year if they're all on the same page. But that's something to watch.
Hey, Mike, when you look at the Baltimore Ravens and John Harbaugh, obviously Lamar Jackson comes in onto the scene and is unbelievable MVP caliber play. And then everyone says, well, the book is out on him, and everyone kind of caught up on him. What does John Harbaugh and the Baltimore Ravens need to do to get that Lamar Jackson back?
Yeah, Lamar just needs to be more consistent from the pocket. You know, that we're so enamored with the idea of guys being able to beat you with their feet at quarterback now that we forget that in big moments, in big games, the quarterback has to sit there in the pocket and make that right decision and the accurate throw. That's why Brady's still doing it, still winning Super Bowls. You know, Mahomes basically in that Super Bowl, you know, I don't want to say exposed, but their offensive line was terrible. Guys weren't getting open. He's running around like a chicken with his head cut off. Lamar can do that. He's an elite athlete, but he's got to be able to beat teams consistently from the pocket but also maintain that identity. You know, like I think there were times last year where he didn't tuck it and run because he was trying to prove to people he could do that. And it's sort of like you're damned if you do, damned if you don't, but he's going to have to find that right balance. And so is his offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. A lot of pressure on Greg to get it right this year from a play calling standpoint.
Sean Watson, big in the news a few months ago, kind of died down now, but what's going to happen now the training camp picks up?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, look, it's nothing is going to be heard in court as far as I can tell. I mean, if it gets to that point, until next year. So does the league suspend him indefinitely? Does the league suspend him for, you know, because they're conducting their own investigation for X number of games? I mean, I'm pretty certain he's never playing for the Texans again. I mean, they said they weren't going to trade him before all this stuff came out. I think they've moved off that or were moving off that before the stuff came out, and now the stuff is out. And I think there are plenty of teams that be willing to take, you know, that chance as long as they know, you know, what the league is thinking in terms of what the penalty might be. But, you know, I'd be surprised if we see him anywhere for week one or even the early part of the season.
Too bad, because he sounds like a heck of a fella.
hey, Mike, final 2 minutes here. Another QB that probably isn't going to play with his team, and that is Aaron Rodgers, declined the 2-year extension that'll make him the highest paid QB in the game. Where the hell is he going to play? Is it Denver?
I think he's still going to play in Green Bay this year.
All right.
Yeah, me too.
I think what it, you know, there's a lot of things. Like, he can say, threaten he wants to retire. He can threaten that he wants to be the host of Jeopardy. Oh, by the way, he's like number 7 on the list of guest hosts they've had. So I don't know why they would want to hire someone who isn't nearly as good as some of the other people that they've had fill in. And I just think at the end of the day, what they're going to have to do there is they're going to have to negotiate. From what I can gather, it almost seems like he wants an out. Like, I'll play this year, but I don't want to be married to you guys after that. And his contract obviously goes longer than that. So maybe that's the way to fix it. Hey, we'll do something as long as you get your butt in here and play this year for us. And then, you know, after that, we'll agree to part ways one way or the other.
Mike, before we let you go, Lee, you have anything you want to ask Mike?
Do you think any of those Buffalo Bills will be slowed down by being on the ventilator?
Lee, it's kind of crazy, you know, like you, and like social media, some of these guys, like the PR people there must be cringing, like, just get off the internet.
Yeah,
stop talking. Shut up. Just, you don't want to take the vax, don't take the vax. But you don't got to be out there publicly talking about it and then, you know, sort of linking to things that are, as you know, have been proven over the last year, not correct.
Hey, Mike, keep up the good work with the NFL Network. We know how busy you are, so we do appreciate you taking the time out, and we'll talk
to you
later on down the line.
Anytime, guys.
All right, there he is, the great Mike Giardi from the NFL Network. We'll take our final time out.
Do they have portable ventilators for them, like, you know, for running backs?
I have no idea. For final time out, hour number one, we'll come back and tell you about our friends at Rocket Mortgage. And hour number two, you need to buckle up. The great Lee Monville is in the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios East in hour number two. Keep it right here. You're locked into the Die Hard Sports Map Radio Network.
You're listening to the Diehards on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Anthony Pepe, Mark Linehan, and Coach Billy Donovan.
Last hour of the Diehards presented by Rocket Mortgage. When you want the ability to adjust your loan options in real time, Rocket can. What's the matter, Linehan?
I got nothing. I'm happy for Coach Donovan.
What do you mean? You seem pissed off right now.
I'm not pissed at all. I just think it's a blatant lack of respect, quite frankly.
Why?
Billy Linehan had a T-shirt for every time they called me coach.
The voice guy gets recognizes coach. He's a talent on the show. What? What's the problem?
I go to all his games. I'm a big fan of the coach. I just, you coach three colleges. You coach a few years at high school. You get no respect.
But
young punk rolls in here 1 minute before the on-air sign comes in and gets some love.
I was coaching.
Coaching seven-year-olds.
We former coach.
Did you pitch around anybody?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah, former coaches, right?
Hey, Lee, can you sign my book, by the way?
Sure.
I want you to sign it. The
cool
sausage guy.
King.
The cool guy. The sausage king of Chicago. All right, guys. It's called Tall Men, Short Shorts by Lee Montville, New York Times best-selling author. You're a three-time New York seller,
yeah,
best-time seller,
yeah,
and all that good stuff.
What happened to the other books?
I don't know. had to be the public relations people.
And you also won the Red Smith Award as the best writer.
I was at that. North Cackalack.
And that's a great thing. Where is that award, by the way?
I have it on the wall. It is on the wall. Cool.
How about his most prestigious award he's ever won was a Cable Ace Award for his work on the now-defunct Sports Illustrated Television.
I did not know that.
Cable Ace Award. And I won the Cable Ace Award. Chris Rock won a Cable Ace Award about 5 minutes before me, and Walter Cronkite was given a lifetime.
I can't tell you how many times I've mixed you up with Chris Rock.
We're going to talk to the great Lee Montville coming up next in hour number two. Yeah. You keep it right here again. We're talking Tall Men, Short Shorts, and all sorts of stories.
Go buy two of them.
Lee Montville is next. You got to keep it here.